Welcome to the Inner Trends Podcast. Welcome to the future of mobility. Simply stay on track.
Welcome to a new episode of the Inner Trends Podcast. My name is Britta Walters. Today we are going to focus on the passenger's experience. Of course, when you go on a train, it should be as comfortable as possible. Not too cold, not too hot, not too humid. You might guess what I'm hinting at. Of course, air condition. Our today's guest is Wolfgang Reuter from Convecta. Convecta specializes in air conditioning and heating systems. But before we go more into the details, let's see what is happening at InnoTrans. And who knows that best? Kerstin Schulz. Kerstin, welcome.
Hi, Britta. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Kerstin, in this episode, we focus on the passenger's experience. Later on, we will learn more about the trends in air conditioning. But of course, catering is also an important aspect to make a train ride an enjoyable experience. At InnoTrans, we have a thematic area for comfort services, right, Kerstin? Tell us about it.
Right. I think about if you go on a long journey by train, wouldn't it be nice? You have socks on, you can lay down, you can watch TV with headphones on, you get snacks, or you get a meal with a glass of wine, you have your own cabin. So these are all top topics and products which we show in our area called Travel Catering and Comfort Services. This area is placed within the segment of interiors. And this separate thematic area features all the products and services relating to railway catering products and, of course, for services like amenities.
You mentioned it already a little bit. Could you explain it a bit more? What product groups do the travel catering and comfort services include?
Oh, there are so many. It's starting with trolleys, you know, when you have to go through the train and serve coffee or drinks or whatever. It's so small, so narrow that you need a special trolley to come through. Then they offer food, beverages. Then they offer hygiene items or snack machines. Care items, snack carts, trolleys. So the product range on that travel catering and comfort services area is very big.
So quite a variety, I see. And what exhibitors will be presenting the innovations in this area, do you know yet?
There are at least, I think, 20 exhibitors already. They are taking part in that area. And there are a few companies like Italcarelli, Multirail, ÖBB Nightjet, of course, then Saira, Selectra, just a name dropping, Varicor, Winkler Design. It's pretty big.
I see. And there's a special travel catering and comfort services route, right? Where exactly is it and how does it work?
Yeah, there are marks on the floor within the hall where you can see who is taking part of the route. And you have a special plan where you see the marks on the map. And there will be a special route flyer. That's a short company presentation. And it's identifying marks on the hall maps, on the stand, that trade visitors can find the right exhibitors.
Okay, thank you so much, Kerstin. That was really interesting. And of course, everyone is really looking forward to InnoTrans. Thank you.
Yeah, and you know what? When you are on a train ride and you have nice food and you can sit down, relax, it's very nice to have clean air, right?
Right, exactly. And this takes us to our next guest. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, I'm very pleased to welcome Wolfgang Reuter from Convecta. Mr. Reuter, welcome on the show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. Well, I heard you've been into the train or the railway business for quite a while, but do you remember what were your most amazing or most interesting train rides?
Oh, that's a long time ago. I was living in South Africa many years ago, and one day I had the chance to take the blue train from Pretoria to Kruger National Park in South Africa. And this was a quite impressive trip, journey, I should say. I guess I will never forget the train, very comfortable, very luxury, and of course, nice scenery. But also lately, I visited my daughter in Marseille. I'm living not too far away from Strasbourg, and so I took the train from Strasbourg to Marseille and was there in 5.5 hours. I think that's quite impressive. That tells you leave your car at home and go on TGV.
Absolutely, you're right. Well, the role of air condition has changed. And you mentioned one trip was in the 70s and the other trip was just recently. I remember when I was a kid, putting on the air condition meant just open the window. Today, of course, going on a train ride without air condition is unthinkable. If we look into the future, what do you think? In which way will it change the role of air condition?
Yeah, well, I think a big driver for change, and there will be change, is the need to reduce energy consumption. And we also see a trend to move to alternative power packs, such as battery electric or hydrogen fuel cell technology. And these technologies require also alternative heating, ventilating, and air conditioning technology. If you take, for example, battery electric power packs, using energy for heating out of the battery is inefficient and certainly reduce operating range. And a solution with higher efficiency, therefore, is absolutely required. And therefore, I'm sure we will see more and more heat pump system replacing conventional HVAC systems. With HVAC, I mean heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. And another example I would like to mention are fuel cell power packs. And those, they generate a lot of waste heat, which can be recovered for heating passenger compartments. And with advanced new technologies, such waste heat energy can even be utilized for cooling. But furthermore, we will see in the future, I think, much more use of telematics, remote access technology, software updates over the air, predictive maintenance and things like that. We will also see the use of more natural refrigerants with low global warming potential. And there will be even more focus on increased passenger comfort. For example, individual climate control for each passenger seat. And also, I think we will see some technology to reduce bacteria and viruses.
Okay, so that's the look into the future. But I wonder, how's the situation right now? What are the main challenges for air condition on trains nowadays?
Yeah, well, I think the main challenges are in the end a result of the expectations of the passengers, but also the operators. And also, I think, a result of legal requirements and mobility trends. For example, passengers are more and more demanding with respect to climate comfort, low noise, and health. And whereas the operators focus more on aspects such as reliability, investment, and life cycle cost, but also energy consumption, weight, and last but not least, also the impact on the environment. I think all these aspects represent quite a significant challenge for HVAC systems.
Okay, so how about public transport in cities? In contrast to long-distance trains, the doors open and close very often. Quite a challenge for air condition, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, certainly. And this is on top of all the challenges I mentioned before. And besides frequent door openings, passengers stay on board of trams and regional trains much shorter time as compared to long distance trains. And this has to be taken into account when developing an intelligent control strategy for the HVAC system. For example, in case of a tram, it has to be ensured that under all circumstances, the temperature inside the vehicle has a precisely controlled difference to the outside temperature. This temperature difference should be around 3 degrees Celsius, very much like when you step out of the sun into the shadow. And to manage this, the convector HVAC control strategy utilizes very refined control algorithms and many different control parameters, such as air temperatures, humidity, air mass flow, CO2 concentration, passenger occupation, and many more. And with that, we can ensure maximum passenger comfort with high air exchange rates and minimum energy consumption, also under difficult boundary conditions, such as frequent door openings.
I see. You mentioned already several challenges we are facing right now. And I think one major challenge, of course, is climate change. Hot summers, a lot of rain in a short period of time, an increasing number of extreme weather phenomena. We can feel it already. So what does this mean for air condition on trains, also if we look into the future?
Yeah. Actually, an outage of the HVAC system on a hot and humid summer day would severely endanger the health and safety of the passengers. Self-speaking, this cannot happen. Therefore, especially with more temperature and humidity extremes, the performance and reliability requirements for HVAC systems increase significantly. Also, due to the changing climate, worldwide, more and more light trains will be equipped with HVAC systems. But on the other hand, we have to ensure that HVAC systems operate as much as possible environmentally friendly with the lowest possible energy consumption. And our new innovative convector HVAC system that works with a heat pump operating with the natural refrigerant CO2 addresses exactly these requirements.
I see. A challenge we are all facing still at this point of time, of course, is the corona pandemic. We know that ventilation and air conditioning plays a crucial role in buildings to decrease the risk of infection. I wonder, is that also possible on trains?
Yes, that is in fact possible. HVAC systems, heating, ventilation, air conditioning systems on trains can reduce infection risk significantly. With a well-engineered system, which allows high fresh air mass flow, air quality can be improved significantly and aerosol concentration can also be reduced significantly. And this is complemented and supported via a passenger occupation controlled air ventilation, which means the more people are present inside the train, the higher the share of fresh air, resulting in optimum air quality. And also, category G4 filters are mounted in our systems. Although viruses are much smaller than bacteria, they are mostly attached to pollen or dust particles, which are around 5 microns in diameter and therefore are being held back by our filters. However, it's of course important that filter exchange intervals are being adhered to. And also special COVID filters are available, but currently only for applications with higher production volumes, such as our HVAC systems for buses.
Okay, I see. So obviously there is something we can do to help it to improve the situation. You mentioned it earlier, sustainability, of course, is a big issue in railway. But there's still air conditioning systems using chemical refrigerants, which are not very climate friendly. I wonder, is there a more sustainable solution to that?
Yes, you are right. Chemical refrigerants are not very climate friendly, and therefore the so-called F-gas regulation has been implemented to reduce the production of chemical refrigerants significantly over the next years. The sustainable solution are natural refrigerants, such the so-called R744, which is basically CO2. Commercial refrigeration, for example, in supermarkets has already largely moved to CO2-based systems due to its favorable physical and chemical properties. And CO2 has an excellent coefficient of performance, meaning high thermodynamic efficiency, especially at low temperatures, resulting in much lower energy consumption and therefore much lower life cycle cost. CO2 is also a natural refrigerant, unlike some chemical refrigerants, which release in some cases real toxic substances to the atmosphere. And CO2 has the lowest possible global warming potential, just one. And for example, for comparison, the currently most widely used refrigerant is R134a, which has a global warming potential of 1,430. And furthermore, CO2 is non-flammable, unlike some other refrigerants, and it's unlimited available at very low cost. So in summary, you can say CO2 as a refrigerant is a very important contributor to reach the 2030 European climate target plan and to reduce life cycle cost at the same time. And Convector actually is the pioneer in the area of CO2 for mobile heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. We have started research and development already 30 years ago. And 2 years ago, we started serial production of CO2 heat pumps systems for buses as a world premiere. And today we have over 1,000 systems successfully in the field with increasing numbers every month. And this year, Convector again, as the first company worldwide, will introduce the first CO2 heat pump HVAC system in serial production for rail vehicles.
So, well, next to sustainability, of course, digital transformation is a big issue in the railway industry. The digital transformation in railway is already in full swing. What does that mean for your business?
Yeah, it's really a fast-changing world, and of course, we are prepared for this as well. For example, we are working on operation parameter-based preventive maintenance and service systems. We have also implemented augmented reality systems for remote assistance and service, and we see more telematic applications coming, like remote software updates, etc. And we have increased the usage of computer-aided engineering, for example, for flow simulation or thermodynamic simulation, control strategy simulation, as well as for electronic software and hardware development, and also testing. And we also see increased digitalization in the manufacturing area, in the logistics and administrative processes, and we are investing also significantly in these areas.
I see. Well, my final question today, of course, I'm curious. Do you know yet which innovations you're going to present at InnoTrans?
Yeah, in my view, InnoTrans is for us the most important trade show for the rail sector by far. And also, at this year's InnoTrans, we will follow again our mission, Convector, the innovation company. But at this point in time, let us surprise you. You are hardly invited to visit our booth at InnoTrans 2022.
Well, we definitely will. So I will stay a little bit curious. But then, of course, in September, we will see what innovations you are going to present. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Reuter. That was really interesting.
Well, thank you very much for your questions and for your interest. And welcome to our booth.
See you then. Thank you so much. Well, next month, we'll be back with new guests and new stories. Stay tuned and stay safe. Thank you.